531. And now for in and around the region, looking at news from around our Pacific. And Mabel, we're on the rock of Polynesia this morning.
Yes, we're in Niue, Brian, and we heard it in the 6 o'clock news. Niue is getting a little bit worried about its premier, Toke Talangi, and how long he's been MIA for. And that's according to opposition MP Terry Coe. So apparently, the premier is in New Zealand getting ongoing medical treatment, and he's hardly been seen out in public since April. That's how many months? One, two, three. It's 4 months now. So in his absence, his brother, who's also an MP, Pili Talangi, has been fronting events on his behalf. But this opposition MP, Terry Coe, says the public wants answers, and basically they want to see their premier in action.
I think it's one of those things, because from what I've read and understand, his health issues have been ongoing for quite some time. And when you look at it, just with regards to stability, because of course, you know, you're leading a nation, your fellow countrymen, they want to be seeing you out in public, and I suppose it doesn't give that much confidence that, oh, where is he? If you're out of sight, out of mind, sort of thing, good.
I wonder what the law is around this. They're like their parliamentary laws. Because I think, I don't know which island it is. I think it's different for every Pacific island. But I think maybe, correct me if I'm wrong if you're listening in, I think it's the Cook Islands if you miss like three sittings. Or maybe that's New Zealand. If you miss a certain number of sittings, then I think you get disciplinary action or something like that.
There must be something around, like, if you're unable to, you know, physically, or if your mental capacity is diminished to such a state where you're unable to govern, then I'm sure there must be. Well, hey, who knows?
Wishing him well anyway with his medical treatment, but I think that people want to see you, Premier.